So we're just going to relax. If it feels comfortable, close our eyes. And I bought a fairly long quote from Abraham today about unconditional love. So I'm going to share a couple of pages of Abraham before we go into something different, or just an expansion of that. The questioner said, "I want to talk about unconditional love. Sometimes you want to love someone and they're not in a vibrational place to accept it." Abraham said, "Yes, there is another way of saying this that's so much easier for you. And it isn't sometimes, it's always that you want to love. And some of those buggers just are not lovable." So what you have to do is find one who is. Because it isn't fair to you and it isn't fair to them when you say, "I need you to be different so I can love." They might if they could, but it doesn't work, does it? Unconditional love means I'm going to love regardless of the conditions, because there's enough on this buffet that I can enjoy that I don't need the calamari to be gone or different than it is. I can find something else that I enjoy. And so the conditions can remain the same and I can still be pleased. The hot seat person said, "Right." And Abraham said, "So the same thing is true of unconditional love of others. In other words, if I can't find anything in that one to love, then I can look over there. And as I've looked over there and I've maintained my connection to source and my connection to love, now I am a lover. And in that vibration, I may be able to find something to love in the one I formerly couldn't find anything to love about." Here's the answer to this, and this is the most significant thing to know. Everyone is like the universe at large. There is that which you want and the lack of it in every particle of everything. So even in those who are in strong place where they've activated something that makes it very hard for you to love them, like maybe they're not loving you in the moment, or maybe they're acting out in some violent way, when you say, "I cannot love under this condition and I need so much to love, you've got to change the condition," we say no, because you don't need to love them in order to love. The hot seat person said, "Right." Abe said, "You still have the ability to love. So as you choose something through the path of least resistance or the path of most allowance that is easier to love, in time, once you really get back into that vibration of love, you can find lovable things even about that one who is predominantly projecting unlovable things." The questioner said, "Well, first of all, I've learned that it's hard for people to love someone when they don't love themselves." And Abraham said, "So that's true, blah, 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 blah." And the reason we're making fun of that is because so someone is rude to you and you have a knee-jerk response to that. And then you say, "Well, if I were really tuned in, tapped in, and turned on, that even though you're mistreating me, it wouldn't bother me so much." And we say, if you were really tuned in, tapped in, and turned on, the universe would not put you together for this abuse. The questioner said, "It's not really abuse. I don't feel abused with this person. It's almost like, can you be with someone if they're not always happy? Because what you do is like you work so hard on always being happy within yourself, right? You always want to feel good. Can someone who always wants to feel good maintain a relationship with someone who has a hard time?" Abraham said, "Well, it is possible if you get really good at directing your thought and you feel your pockets full of touchstones that feel really good. But we want to give you something here in light of what we talked about earlier. In other words, when you feel awful, say someone really hurt your feelings and you feel just awful, and you really want to adore them and you really want them to adore you and you really want it to be like it once was, you really want it to be like in that moment when you discovered you were in love with that person. You really want to feel like that, not like this. But you can't get there from here, this place of feeling hurt, not right now, not this red hot minute, because there's something else activated within you. And so what we're wanting you to do is start letting yourself off the hook as you reach for the emotions that feel a little better, a little better, a little better, until eventually you get there. And the thing that makes this interaction so valuable in what you're evoking here is that if you are determined to be selfish enough to want to feel good, so that even though you can't change the circumstance, meaning you can't change this person's mood, not this minute, and it's not your job to do it, even though you want to do it, you couldn't do it. But if you want to be selfish enough that you want to feel good, so that you're reaching for anything that feels a little better, maybe just being mad feels a little better than being hurt, then maybe feeling not so mad feels a little better than so mad. In other words, you just do the best you can to find the feeling that gives you a little more breathing space. And in the process of you making that transition, those that are close to you often make it too. But if you say to someone, I was a happy person before I hooked up with you, and now you're bringing me down, even if they would like it to be different, they don't know what to do, because they don't want to be unhappy either. And now you've saddled with them with all this responsibility that not only are they unhappy, but they're making someone they love unhappy. So they usually just resort to the mechanism that we're trying to teach you here. They just get mad because it feels better to them to feel mad than feel bad. So let's recap what we're saying. So you want to love, and in this moment you don't feel like you're getting it. Or you want to communicate or be with someone, and in this moment you feel separate. Or you want a relationship with someone who can make you happy, but what you really want is to be happy. It feels like you're making a choice. I can choose this person or I can choose happiness, but I can't have both at the same time. And we want to say to you, you can have both at the same time, but your happiness has to matter the most. Now, we don't want you to say to this person or even to yourself, I want so much to be happy that I'm not ever going to think about you. We want you to be able to change your thoughts enough that you can show yourself, I'm going to be all right. I can be all right here. Because there is nothing more suffocating than to feel like you can't control your thoughts and that your thoughts are painful. And when you show yourself, I can find thoughts that give me space, even under these conditions, then you are absolutely free. And you can have the capacity to mine this experience for all the delicious stuff that would be there. We're not really big on encouraging people to go into miserable relationships and try to make them better. We have to say to you that you attract from where you are. And there is much good stuff that you wanted that was there. In other words, all of your hopes and dreams do have the potential of being satisfied. You just don't have to eat the calamari. You can eat the other stuff on the buffet. Or if you like calamari, then go for it. Make sense? The questioner said, yeah, thanks. That was from Portland, Oregon, July 12th in 2003. So we're talking about unconditional love. We're wanting to find our way into the love that we are, the love that we want to give under all circumstances, as Abraham said. We always want to love because we are lovers. Lovers is who we are. That's who we most want to be. So we want to love. And in fact, I believe we are love. We are love itself. And sometimes we have this little filter of fear or anger that we put over the love, but the love is who we truly are. And so returning to that place of love, returning to that place of connection to source, that sense that all is well, that ability to see the beauty of life, and to trust that everything always unfolds for us in powerful and wonderful ways. We want to be love. We want to feel love. We want to know love. We want to experience love. We want to give love.
We want to receive love. We want to allow the love that is endlessly coming to us from Source to get through. And how do we do that? We find something to focus on that feels easy to love. It's that simple. If you don't love the calamari, look at the chocolate. Or look at the vegetables. Or look at what delights you. Maybe it's fish or chocolate cake. But whatever it is on the buffet of life, and I just use food because it maintains the metaphor, but if you look at what's lovable, what's easy to love, then the love begins to flow and you relax. So let's just relax and breathe on purpose here. To remember that there's nowhere we need to be right now and nothing we need to do. We can just settle in and relax into this quiet moment, into this pretty space of rest that we've set out for ourselves by coming into this room today and choosing to be here for the meditation time. And we can just breathe and feel our bodies getting more comfortable. Maybe you want to stretch a little bit in some direction or other. Wiggle your toes or your nose or your ears or stretch your neck. Do something that just allows you to settle in a little more. It's always good to ask yourself the question, is there some way I could feel a little better right now? Feel a little better about the way I'm sitting in this chair. Feel a little better about being in this place. Feel a little better about being alive. That's a good thought. Let's feel good about being alive today. To be alive, what is it like to be alive? To be open to the possibility that life is good. To be happy, to be free. What does it feel like to be free? I had a silly feeling of freedom today. I decided I was going to put my wallet in my pocket instead of carrying a purse. And I felt free, unencumbered, at ease with myself and my life, open to possibilities. Isn't it fun to just be noticing those little things in life that make you feel a little better? Doesn't have to be a big thing. The other day in a parking lot, a lovely woman said to me, "I love the color of your car. My car is bright yellow." And I said to her the truth, it always makes me smile. I actually bought the car because it makes me smile. And it's silly to have a bright yellow car, and that's why I love it. I don't have to be serious in life. I can be a little frivolous and just enjoy something because it's bright and pretty. So notice your life and see if you've been willing to be a little frivolous somewhere. To spend a little extra money to get something you wanted, or to give a little time to something that makes you feel happy and satisfied. Could be anything. Could be something very sincere. It could be doing volunteer work or helping somebody with something, or it could be going bowling. I love going bowling. It's fun to go bowling. Whatever you can do that makes your life a little less serious, a little more open, a little more free. What do you do that makes you feel a little more free? What could you do that makes you feel even freer than that? To be open to life. To be open to receiving impulses from your inner being. All day, every day, your inner being is sending you ideas of things that your inner being knows you want. And then you get to decide if you're going to do them, if you hear them, or if you're going to become more relaxed so that you're more likely to receive that guidance, that direction. Is there a way you could be more relaxed and open? Abraham says we all should meditate. It would do us all good to meditate, to quiet our minds and open to the possibilities of life, to be receptive to the guidance that endlessly flows to us, to notice our emotional guidance system that Abraham talked about in this article, although they didn't say it exactly like that. They said it feels better to be angry than be hurt, and that's moving up the scale. As we begin to pay attention to our feelings, we're receiving the guidance from our inner being that comes through our feelings, that Abraham said is even more precise than anything else. That is the most subtle of the things that our inner beings give us. They give us feelings before they give us thoughts. And then we attract thoughts that match the vibration of the feelings. And so if we focus on feeling better, then we know that it automatically follows that we will begin to get thoughts that feel better, because that's how law of attraction works. So focusing on feeling better pays off in powerful ways, because after we get the thoughts that feel better, we get the manifestations that feel better. And it might just be someone in the parking lot saying the car is pretty, or it might be a check in the mail for $100,000. The manifestations will match the vibrations. And as we feel better, we are open to receive. The better we feel, the better the flow of life flows to us and through us and as us. We allow the leveraged energy of the universe to work in our lives as we feel better and better. It feels good to feel good. It feels better to notice that we're getting new ideas that feel good. And then it feels even better to see it manifest in the outside world and say, I did that. And to begin to feel our power. To begin to feel our connection, to begin to feel open and receptive to even more good than we've experienced so far. It feels good to feel good. It feels good to love unconditionally. It feels good to focus on what feels good. And it feels good to give ourselves permission to notice what feels good, to allow within ourselves that beauty and that harmony that is the truth of who we are. So we give thanks for Abraham's precise teachings of how to shift into more unconditional love, how to be the lovers that are the people that we intended to be when we came, to let the love flow as often as possible and in as many directions as we can, to recognize that we have the capacity to choose, to notice what feels good, and to follow it into something that feels even better and better and better. Life is good, and I am grateful to remember how good life is. I give thanks for it. And I give thanks for the opportunity of leading this guided meditation today, because I really enjoyed that quote and what it meant to me. And so I invite you just to relax again and breathe and squirm a little and see if there's a way that you can get even more comfortable as we begin to end this meditation and go back into our normal waking consciousness. We get to smile because our faces like to smile. And the people around us like to see how beautiful we are. So all is well. And I invite you to smile. And so it is.